Japan's NHK TV is reporting that the Japanese Prime Minister has hinted he'll review the country's nuclear energy policy and possibly scrap plans to build at least 14 new nuclear power plants over the next 20 years. That's sure to be greeted by cheers from the anti-nuke movement. What's left of it? The 1979 No Nukes concert in New York City, just a few months after the meltdown at Three Mile Island, drew nearly a quarter million people who cheered then big-name stars like Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Well, a couple of weekends ago, hundreds of people did show up in Vermont to protest the 20-year license extension of the Ravant Yankee power plant. But by and large, the movement in the U.S. has faded, maybe because they were successful. The last permit for construction was issued in 1978, even though in his speech on energy, President Obama reaffirmed his support for nuclear power. There aren't many takers. Investors aren't interested. And in Germany, Chancellor Angela Merkel came out right after the Japan crisis broke and announced a moratorium on extending the life of some nuclear plants. Then this past Saturday, a quarter of a million anti-nuke protesters turned out across that country. And the next day, her cautiously pro-nuclear party was hammered in elections. So, a vibrant anti-nuclear movement there in Germany. But what about Japan? Philip White is an Australian and the international liaison officer for one of the oldest anti-nuke groups in Japan, the Citizens Nuclear Information Center. He joins us from Tokyo. And Philip, first, your reaction to the news that the Prime Minister might scrap plans to build these new plants.
It's good news in a sense, but those plants weren't going to be built anyway, by and large. Some of them might have been, but they've had plans to build plants for years and years and years, and each year the plants are put back another year. So those were always just paper plans without much reality to them.
And what do you think's behind that? Here in the U.S., as we just heard from Michael Grunewald of Time magazine, we'll post that interview on our website, Wall Street feels that nuclear power plants are, well, you know, radioactive. They won't touch them. There are no investors. What's been the delay in Japan?
Japan has a different system in terms of the size of the nuclear power companies, the fact that they have essentially a monopoly over electric power. So they are more protected from the market than the United States companies, and consequently they've continued to build plants at a very slow rate. But there hasn't been the electricity demand, so consequently their plans have never been really met in the last 10, 20 years.
Yeah, so it's a matter of demand. Well, the AP has a story today about people in another town, not Fukushima, obviously, but in Onagawa, actually moving into their undamaged power plant after the earthquake. They love it. They feel it's safe, it's pristine, it has electricity for them. They're actually living there. And like many Japanese, we understand they see nuclear power as a trade-off. You know, they get this clean and reliable energy, and then maybe there's a tiny risk. So what is public opinion there now? Has that drastically changed since the Fukushima disaster?
Well, let's just get one thing straight. Nuclear energy is not clean. And the Prime Minister recently made a statement indicating that he wanted to promote clean alternative forms of energy to revive this Japanese economy. And funnily enough, this time nuclear was not included in the list.
Yeah.
I think that the Japanese public is turning against nuclear power on the whole. It's just a question of whether or not they believe there is an alternative. And it's very much incumbent upon us, the anti-nuclear movement, to demonstrate that it is possible.
Well, but still, I guess the question is, you know, why aren't we seeing the Japanese protest more? Now, it could be just because, you know, the country's reeling from these three blows, but only 1,500 people turned out for a protest in Tokyo right as this nuclear crisis was unfolding, whereas 600,000 people turned up for two protests in 1982. And given that this must be a reminder for many in Japan of course, the bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, why don't you think they're, you know, outside of the fact that most people are simply trying to survive, do you think there will be more of a change of opinion?
I think there'll be a change of opinion. It's just a matter of what form their opposition takes. But at the moment, the state of Japanese society is that large protests, they don't have the capacity for it right now. I mean, it's really a bit much to expect people to get out when they don't even have transport, reliable transport.
Well, we know that your group and anti-nuke groups are not just about shutting down power plants, but making sure that the ones that are running are well-regulated. Today's Wall Street Journal has a front-page story about the bare-bones risk plan at the Fukushima complex. They were required to have one stretcher, one satellite phone, only 50 protective suits in case of emergency. What are some of your concerns on that level?
Before this accident occurred, they had evacuation drills for an area from 8 to 10 kilometres. However, now we're finding that 20 kilometres is not enough. The government is trying to tell people that it's okay for them to be inside from 20 to 30 kilometres, but there are levels of radiation that are way, way above reasonable standards in that area. And we're calling on the government to evacuate people to over a wider area, and particularly from hotspots. We see a trend that they're actually trying to allow higher levels of radiation and say that they're safe. They're actually trying to tell people that 100 millisieverts is safe.
And just your thoughts, being there in Japan and watching Fukushima, six reactors, maybe $10 billion apiece. You know, I think the opinion is pretty much destroyed, and trying to keep those reactors from radiating out and further destroying the area around it. Your thoughts on watching it as an anti-nuke person?
Well, really, I just watch and hope that they can somehow or other stem the flow of all this radioactivity that is there just waiting to get out into the environment. It's really hard to see how they're going to hold all of that in. We just hope that they do. So in that sense, we are on the side of the workers. It's difficult to be optimistic, but we certainly hope that their labours are rewarded.
Well, according to NHK, even the Prime Minister is saying there's no clear prospect of a cooling down, which is, you know, quite a chilling statement. And it's interesting to hear you say that, because some people might have expected you to say, "We told you so."
We did tell them so, but I mean, it's not as if we get any pleasure from that. I mean, we would like them to have listened to us before this happened. In fact, there are many people in the movement who actually are beating up on themselves because they think they failed. They failed to prevent this accident happening. People in the movement themselves take some responsibility for this.
Philip White is the international liaison officer for one of the oldest anti-nuclear groups in Japan, the Citizens Nuclear Information Center. Philip, thank you so much.